This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
U.S. stocks stumbled on Wednesday after a key inflation report showed an unexpected uptick in consumer prices last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 1.1%, or almost 425 points. The S&P 500 dropped nearly 1%, and the NASDAQ Composite lost almost 0.9%. Meanwhile, bond yields soared. The 10-year Treasury yield gained as much as 20 basis points on Wednesday afternoon, hitting nearly 4.57%, its highest level since November. The moves came after government data showed the consumer price index rose 0.4% over the previous month and 3.5% over the prior year in March, an unexpected acceleration from February's 3.2% annual gain in prices. Both measures came in ahead of economists' forecasts of a 0.3% month-over-month increase and a 3.4% annual increase, according to a survey by Bloomberg. The hotter-than-expected print could prompt investors to expect fewer rate cuts from the Fed this year. Indeed, according to the CME FedWatch tool, around 80% of bets are now on the Fed holding steady at current rate levels in June. More than half of investors also expect the central bank to leave the rate unchanged through its July meeting, leaving September as the most likely spot for an initial cut from the U.S. central bank. Also out Wednesday, the latest minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest policy meeting showed almost all officials believed it would be appropriate to lower interest rates at some point. Meanwhile, crude oil futures erased earlier losses in afternoon trading following a report that the U.S. and its allies believe a strike by Iran or its proxies against Israeli targets is imminent. West Texas Intermediate rose more than 1% back above $86 per barrel, while Brent futures jumped to hover above $90 per barrel. And finally, Delta Airlines stock was just below the flatline amid the broader market sell-off on Wednesday. But the airliner did impress Wall Street with its earnings release before the bell. Delta Airlines' first quarter results soared over expectations as demand remained resilient, driven by a steady resurgence in corporate travel. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.